Well, that sounds about right, doesn't it? To pick up where we were many moons ago. Bethany here with you. I am filling in for Faye tonight. I'm happy to be here with A440. It's been a while. So if you're new to the program, we began around 2012 and have been in intermittent years and seasons. Happy to be back. Prior to that, I did a program called The Stochastic Hit Parade from 2001 to 2009. A more avant-garde version of Oh, I guess what we call a classical music show here on WFMU, but in the freeform style. So you're going to hear juxtapositions, things going from century to century. We'll go from country to country, time zone to time zone, and from genre to genre. Well, we started with the French composer Arthur Honegger, who is, I would say, probably most well-known for his symphonic movement number one, which is Pacific 231, where he really orchestrated the idea of a train moving. What we heard tonight was the first movement of his symphony number three, the liturgic or liturgical symphony, which was written at the end of World War II, 1945-1946. And I couldn't sum it up better than Roger Nichols, who said in this movement, we've had this bitter, savage clamor. And, well, the tagline for this show and the previous one has always been all the spectacle and clamor you crave without those pesky crowds. So hopefully you are in a place where you're enjoying listening tonight. I've got a bunch of stuff from, say, 1717 through 2013. So fasten your seatbelts for all of that. And again, nice to be here. Thanks to Faye for having me come in. She'll be back next week. And we're going to move forward to a trio by Claude Debussy. I misspoke. It's a duo. Stuck someone else in there. A phantom. Could be a trio, but it's not. It is just a duo for cello and piano. And written in 1915. It's a gorgeous piece that had me wondering when I heard it. What? Debussy? Who? When? Couldn't be. Sounds a little bit more like something you would hear. You'll hear. We're starting with the second movement, which to me begins in a way that I would think of improvisation even. So feels like it was ahead of its time, and it moves through a lot of characteristics. Hope you enjoy that. We've got great stuff on the program. It's going to be a fast ride for an hour. So yes, glad to have you here. My name is Bethany again. This is A440 on WFMU. You can send me an email if you like, bethany@wfmu.org. I'm also going to talk about another way we can get in touch, which is through these analog text messages. I'm going to leave you in suspense, and you can ponder what that may be listening to the Sonata for Cello and Piano by Claude Debussy.
Thank you.
There it is. We got it. It's like riding an airplane, flying a bicycle. Some of the buttons don't go exactly where you thought they did. Or there they are. We're back. This is A440 on WFMU. My name is Bethany, and I am in for Faye this week. There we were. I love the name of this ensemble. They call themselves the Triple Helix Piano Trio. Ah, that's that and Carla Kilstedt's band, 2 Foot Yard. I like that. Something about threes, yeah? The last two pieces in that set were by composer Bright Cheng, who was born in 1955. The third and fourth movement from four movements for piano trio written in 1990. And it's only the fourth movement that has any type of description or subtitle, which is nostalgia. And that was a gorgeous finish to the end of that. And starting us out, we heard the first few of the Preludes and Fugues for 13 Solo Strings, written in 1972 by Polish composer Witold Lutosławski. Now, there was a note about these pieces that they didn't have to be played together. It's not like a series where you have to play the prelude and then the fugue and then prelude and fugue. So, picked out a few. If you were interested in that, the entire work is 33 minutes. The prelude's about 17, and we heard a good chunk of it, about half. Lovely stuff, and it was conducted by the composer, Lutosławski, and performed by the Polish Radio National Symphony Orchestra. That's on EMI Classics. And the Triple Helix Piano Trio, the album's called A Sense of Place, works by Ravel Shostakovich and Bright Cheng, as we heard, recorded in 2004 on MSR Records. It's just a thrill to be here. I can't believe we're already half through this program. And I did mention, I gave a little teaser. A teaser about analog text messages. What would that be? Something that you use a pen and paper for. Nothing digital, but it's still text and it's a message. This is a postcard. I have this intense love of sending things to people in the post, or as we call the mail. And I'm not gonna put any descriptor in front of the word mail that rhymes with something and is a part of the animal kingdom. I won't do it. I don't believe it. I think it's amazing. And I would love to send something to you. We've got these fabulous WFMU postcards. And if you would like one, all you have to do is let me know where to send it and do that over email. It's pretty easy. It's Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, at WFMU.org. You won't be on any kind of mailing list. That's just not something I'm capable of putting together. So worry not. It's going to be one postcard, if you like. Analog. Text, a message. And if you should like to send something here, that's always fun too. No obligation, but the mailing address, you could put it to WFMU, attention Bethany, A440, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. And I know everyone had their pens and pencils to, you know, right there, so I'm gonna put it on the playlist comments page because there's a good chance a lot of you are listening online. I'll write that down. But very briefly, I'll just say P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. Or Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, at WFMU.org. This next bit will kind of fly by, and that's a terrible pun, I realize, in the way that you could say that time flies. These are pieces that are related in one way that I will just not elaborate on at this time, but after. We're going to start with a piece from 1717 written by Mara Marais. Sure, I'll tell you. It's called Le Tourbillon. If you're French, if you're not so much like I'm not, it's spelled tour, like tour, and billon, not billion, tourbillon, has something to do with keeping time. So fasten seatbelts for this one. It's pretty fun. And this is A440 on WFMU.
Thank you.
music of Julia Kent behind us. And before that, this one is Tourbillon, which was all but the last little piece in that set. Pretty interesting. The story behind that got me going on a little bit of an audio scavenger hunt. Digging through, actually, the A440 archives. And here's how it went. We started out with the Mare Mare piece, written in 1717, performed by Jordi Savall in an ensemble. Jordi Savall, just amazing interpreter of this music played on early instruments of the 18th century. This is Tourbillon from pieces for, is it the fourth book of pieces for viol, which became cello and all the modern instruments. And so Le Tourbillon, and I thought, I know, I've played something like that before. And so I enter it into the WFMU playlist search. And lo and behold, I find that I played something by composer Tibor Harsanyi on April 17th, 2013. So 5 days and 6 years ago. And as it happens, I had nothing else in the playlist about that piece other than the composer's name and the name of the piece. And I did some looking, and all I could really find was an arrangement for a larger ensemble. But what I did, because I enjoyed that piece, that was the one on keyboard. Jeff Moore helped me extract it from my archives so we could just relive that piece from 6 years ago. And I'm telling you, that's something I'm going to be listening to quite a bit more this week. There's a lot in there, and I need to know more. But it just happenstance that here we are. This is Freeform Radio. You've got one piece that you know you want to get into, and then you look around and you find other things, like the Julie Kent that is playing right now from the album Character on Leaf Records, 2013. That one was released. And also in that set, Jean-Philippe Rameau and his suite in D major, Le Tourbillon. So what is that? And you search around. We don't have to work that hard to search anymore. You just kind of go to Wikipedia. And what do you find? Okay. Something about the mechanics of a watch developed around 1795. Okay, so then what was Mare Mare thinking or referencing? Pieces written in 1717. Well, the etymology of the word comes from the French whirlwind. So I think there's, like, I immediately thought of turbine and wind, and because those pieces are very much evoking kind of like a cyclone whirling sort of movement. And, but also in a few of them, this more kind of like clock-like mechanism. And it has a lot to do with, yeah, it's just fun stuff. You can read all about it. And I have noted this little theme, and I will be digging deeper for a future A440 show. Wind machines and such. I'm sure there's more on this, but it came up just kind of at the last minute, and I wanted to include these things, but because that's what we do here on FMU. We have the freedom to chase that thing down the corner and get in our watch mechanisms as well. Well, as well as our Litoslavsky, shall we say. up next, wow, we have just enough time for this. And this is when I have to give a nod to Jeff Moore again, who helped me out with this. We had quite a good time this afternoon. Because I came in with a piece and I knew it was like an anchor. This one had just been struck by it. It's no secret. People have heard it before. It's Schumann's Symphony No. 3. Not a secret. But I love the fourth movement of that, and I could not find a recording of the speed that I thought, my show, that I liked. So what Jeff and I were going to do was take the little bit that I thought we'd stretch out, and then, of course, WFMU, we could just stretch it out, play it. It won't change the pitch. We're just going to make that bit a little bit longer, a little bit slower. And he goes ahead and digs up a recording by Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic that is about 3 minutes longer than the other piece, and it's at the exact tempo that I would have done it. So, I don't know. That's pretty cool. And we had fun doing that. And so we're going to listen to this, which is the fourth movement of the Schumann Third Symphony. A little bit unusual because it had five movements versus the normal four for that time. But enjoy this at the tempo that I would have stretched the limits of what anybody would normally do with a renowned piece of music and someone else's recording. I could have gotten a lot of trouble for that. But luckily, I don't have to make any excuses. This was recorded in 1971. It is part of the symphony edition of Herbert von Karajan. 38 CDs. I think 41 hours of recordings. All of Berlin Philharmonic and von Karajan. And I looked at the manuscript score. The tempo marking for this piece is quarter note equals 54. So get your watch mechanisms out, your metronomes, and do enjoy this version, this tempo of Schumann 3. This is Bethany A440. Drop me a line if you were curious but didn't catch all that info about the analog text messages. Just send me a note. It's Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, at WFMU.org. You can find that info on the playlist, too, where it just says click here to write the DJ. It will get to me. You might not think, because it's a form. But I promise you, it'll be there. Okay. Schumann. And we'll have to leave it there, still stretched out in that performance by the Berlin Philharmonic and Herbert von Karajan and Schumann 3, the fourth movement, at a respectable slow tempo. Very taxing for the performers, I have to say. But, yeah, incredible. I hope you have enjoyed this past hour as much as I did. It was wonderful to be back here with you. And again soon, I hope. This is Bethany, and you've been listening to A440 on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. This show is going to be archived. You can always say hello on the playlist comments page or send an email again, Bethany@WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Zoe and talk to you soon.